Hi, I'm Michelle. Welcome to the Rage Break. Thanks for finding this and downloading it. I know that you're in the thick of it, so let's get started. First of all, awesome, amazing. You did it. You remembered this in the middle of a crazy, chaotic moment when your brain is triggered and you're probably in fight or flight mode. So awesome. Good job. And now, hopefully, you are finding your way to a private place where you can close the door behind you and have a little bit of space, much needed space. And I want you to move your body. You have adrenaline pumping through your body, and your body wants to move. So find a wall and use both hands and use all the muscles in your body to push as hard as you can against that wall. And maybe you even want to make a guttural sound while you're pushing against the wall, letting that anger and frustration and rage move through your body, even move through your voice. It wants out, so it's okay to let it out in a safe, constructive way. You might also grab a towel and wring it, while making that same guttural sound. That will probably feel really good. Slightly, you might feel slightly crazy, but it's not crazy. I'm doing it with you, and it will feel good. You might also want to tighten all your muscles while holding your breath, scrunch up, and then sigh it out. You can do this over and over again, holding your muscles, tightening everything up for 5 to 10 seconds, and then sighing it out. Another option is to turn on some angry music. Bonus if you make an angry music playlist that you can come back to, because I needed to come back to this lots of times, and dance to this angry music as much as you want to or need to. Pause me and keep going. Keep moving your body for as long as your body wants to. 5, 10, as long as your kids will give you as well. If someone's home and you can ask them, "Hey, can I go take a walk?" Great, amazing. Go and take a walk. 40 minutes if you got it, 5 if you don't, whatever you can do. All right, pause me and I'll be right back with you. Now that you've moved your body, check in, see if you need to move your body some more. If not, I know that we can get stuck in some really unhelpful thoughts. So our brain needs our help here. One option is to just use distraction. Find your favorite funny, whatever video, podcast, whatever makes you laugh that will just distract you. Play a game on your phone, anything to distract your brain and help it shift. If you are stuck, like I was oftentimes, in those really unhelpful thoughts, "My kids are terrible. What? I can't believe they just did this." That is so normal. And I invite you to challenge your thinking here. If you're having those thoughts over and over again, "My kid is terrible," I want you to consider, is my kid really terrible? Or are they just having a terrible day or a terrible moment, much like I am right now? This is often what was the case for me. And those thoughts can just fuel the fire. So it's helpful to either distract ourselves or see if we can shift or challenge those thoughts. Finally, self-compassion. So I invite you to offer yourself a little bit of self-compassion where that critical talk might be creeping in. For me, it was always, "What's wrong with you? Why can't you stop yelling? Nobody else yells at their kids like this." All these thoughts were so unhelpful and just made me feel worse and worse and worse. So, self-compassion is, you are normal. You're not alone. I'm here with you. I've been in that bathroom. So, you are not alone. And there's probably other moms on your street right now who are struggling with yelling or have just yelled at their kids. You are so not alone and you are so normal. So, you've done it. You've just gone through the whole rage break. And bonus tip, if you're ready to re-engage with your kids, I invite you to not address whatever was just going on and to let it go for as long as you need to, even if that's never coming back to it, because your kids will give you lots of new opportunities to address whatever fun behavior they were just doing. And if you don't have it in you today to handle it in a way that you feel good about, it's 100% okay to not address it right now and to let it go as long as you need to. Maybe you need a cup of tea. Maybe you need to call a friend. Maybe you need to turn on some music and dance with your kids. If you have little ones and they're really wanting your attention, turn on music you love and dance with them. Find something that feels good for you right now. Give yourself a little bit of TLC. It takes 20 minutes for our brain to shift out of fight or flight without any additional stuff happening, and if we're not caught in a loop of angry thoughts. So continue on with your distractions, whatever you're needing to help your brain fully shift out of this. I'm so glad that you did this. You are an awesome mom. You're trying so hard. I see you. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Be well. Bye-bye for now.